Matthew chapter 10, verse 16 through verse 22, beware of men. Father, I pray, Lord, that I'm certain we have a knowledge of this, to beware of men, but that you'd keep it fresh on our minds and fresh on our heart, that we not stray, and that we rely on your Spirit. We rely on the Holy Ghost, you, for our lead and our direction, whether to turn to the right or turn to the left. In these hours especially, Father, keep us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Starting in verse 16, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. You shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what ye shall speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child. And the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. The depravity of man is such that there's no mercy. There's no mercy in man. I find very few people that have any understanding of that. Especially in the profession that I've been in most of my life, it's all about good. But there's no mercy in man. And God said, beware of man. That's what he said. Beware of man. When David took the census, it was one of, excuse me, two sins that God held him accountable for. And he said, he was given the three choices over in the Old Testament. He said, let me not fall into the hand of man. Two of those choices involve man. But the third choice involved God. He said, let me fall now in the hand of the Lord. Now, why? He said, for great are his mercies. I find it very interesting that man has no mercy. Men don't have mercy, but God does. I think it's apparent to all of us that civility and morality have passed from this present age. Even at the highest levels, the greatest leaders, or say greatest, the highest leaders, they're base and crass. The Lord has certainly, it appears, removed his hand. Now, we can't flee this world as Lot fled Sodom, but we can seek refuge, and we must venture about very cautiously in these days. Because those that are about us are not as we are. They're not of us, as we've said many times from 1 John. They never were of us. And the Lord said, but beware of men. We've surely entered such a time. Children not safe. Women not safe. Really, who is safe? The depravity of man is now on full display all about us. You just read the news. Just pick you out a news site and read the news of the day. We now have worldwide news. We have instant news. And we can see that law itself is ebbing, and that lawlessness is rising, as there is no truth in them. They have become today, as Pharaoh said, you remember what he told Moses? Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice? Little children say that today. Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice? Men all about us. Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice? Our leaders. And our children are now taught that sodomites, queers of all sorts, tattoos, taboos, sexual depravity, piercings, nudity, perversions of every sort are okay. I preached many years ago, confusion of faces, and now we have confusion even of gender in little children. As I read yesterday, we know that our children are now taught in school. We all went to a public school. That there is no God. That's what they're taught. And they just keep sending them. That there is no God. I read that we've now have the most helpless young people in history. Totally helpless. Dumbed down. They shut down the local nursing school this week at the local college here. Because of accreditation. I just saw, and it was interesting, that happened earlier in the week, and I saw yesterday that now they have shortened the curriculum for nurses. There's such a nurse shortage that they've had to shorten it. Like everything else, like to get into the military. We've dumbed everything down, our standards. It was a short story. I sent it to Jeff many years ago, and I think it's a worthy read. It was written, unbelievably, in 1909. And it was called The Machine Stops. And humanity was taken over by the machine. And they had gone to living underground. This was written over 100 years ago. And the only communication they had with other individuals was by audio or visual device. The most alarming thing that I read this week, you wouldn't think that because of all the alarming things that we read, was actually by this Indian fellow that was running for president, Vivek Ramaswamy. And I think I sent it to most of you. And the only replies I got were, oh yeah, Michelle Obama will probably run for, which wasn't the point of the article at all. That's old news. As he said, her choice, her opinion, doesn't even matter. You get that? He said, they're just pawns. They're just puppets. Well, you can see that in the president we have. They're just pawns. They're just puppets. And the one alarming phrase, and this thing, it jumped out at me, was that most of them are coin operated, either directly or indirectly, as that allows the donor class. You get that? Most of them are coin operated, either directly or indirectly, as that allows the donor class. And he goes on to say that even Nikki Haley, a supposed Republican, not just Democrat, the donor class. The fix is in. The donor class. Remember Ephesians chapter 6. God told us all those years ago, principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and spiritual wickedness. Coin-operated donors. The Lord said, beware of men. Now, you'd be wise to keep our text fresh in your heart and in your mind. And verse 14, we didn't read verse 14. We started in 16, but if you look at verse 14 of Matthew 10, and whosoever shall not receive you nor hear your words, if you dare speak, when you depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. I find that to be sage advice. You might say, using Bible language, don't pisseth into the wind. Leave them. They are not our kind. Since Genesis chapter 1, over and over, after his kind, after his kind, after his kind, and then after their kind, after his kind, and God saw that it was good. It's not that way today. They're after every kind. Almost everything that I see today, out there, over here, includes an agenda. And if you don't see that agenda, even that Hindu man saw it. That agenda, those coin-operated donors, a controlling of the narrative. Was it not so with our Lord? And they'd get witnesses, false witnesses together, and you say this, and you say this, and thus they spoke about him. Naboth. Say this about Naboth. Ahab wants his vineyard. Paul. Why, he came in here and he created, well, he came and told the truth. How about in our own midst those years ago, so many times at the tabernacle? You see how well the truth worked there? And it was always the truth. All the lies and everything that they spoke. Always remember, the truth is not in them. Really, you can be religious and say, well, they don't have Christ, but they profess to have Christ. But always, the truth is not in them. Of course, he is the truth. Now, perhaps you can't recognize Christ because he's not blonde-haired, blue-eyed. But if you're in Christ, you can recognize the truth. As Jesus told the very most religious of his day, you're of your father, the devil. And he said, because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. That's why you don't believe me. I tell you the truth. Oh, how I can attest to that after almost 40 years of preaching. Truth has become a virtual verbal minefield. Well, let me say, it's always been a verbal minefield, only in these last days, more so. Because we have a media. We have a worldwide instant visual and audio media. Travis tells the truth at his workplace today, he'll be unemployed. Did you know that? He'll be unemployed. If I tell the truth at my workplace, unemployed. Worse, arrested. Yeah, arrested for the truth. Male and female only. Arrested. Just go preach sin. Preach on sodomites and gender and male and female and what you can and what God says. Just preach what God says. Even today, how to get saved. A template. A procedure of man. But our Lord said, beware of men. Now, he does give us some direction and what we're to do and be. In verse 19 and 20 of our text, he said, But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what ye shall speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. Rely on that Spirit that dwells within you. I never forgot this verse. It was sort of my charge many years ago. Paul in Ephesians 6, he said, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly. Now, some of you need to hear that. That I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. He said boldly, as I ought to speak. That's what he said. As I ought to speak. I had just an occurrence this very week. I was constrained to utter a very harsh truth to one that was not willing to hear it. And a great friendship was at stake, a very important friendship. What did I do? I spoke the truth. As I have to many of you over the years, I spoke the truth. I couldn't do anything other. It's all I can do. Finally, we read through verse 22 of Matthew 10, but if you look at verse 23, he said, but when they persecute you in this city, flee ye into another. I think there'll be some that'll have problem with this. And this may come. And then he spoke to those that were in Israel, you shall not, but I say, verily I say unto you, you shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. Well, he'll come whether if they kill you, he'll come. And if you live, he'll come. To stay or go. So I beseech you to seek carefully the Lord when such times come. And in some great respect, they're already here. And remember, he often fled. Read the book. And they often fled in the Old Testament. You got to know when to stay and you got to know when to go. But beware of men. He said, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. That's what he said. I don't know what we were expecting. Because he said it right there 2,000 years ago. I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. But he said, be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But, and you can remember this, everywhere you go, when you go to the store, when you're in on the streets, when you're driving, beware of men.